This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So the Giants had their first head coach interview request. That was Dan Quinn, current defensive coordinator of the Dallas Cowboys, former defensive coordinator of the Seattle Seahawks, and also former head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. Of course, the most famous thing he was involved with was blowing the 28-3 lead to the New England Patriots.
I can blame that on Kyle Shanahan.
The Super Bowl, but he was the head coach.
I can blame that on Kyle Shanahan, who was obviously their offensive coordinator. And really, honestly, to be successful as the head coach, you just talked about it. You have to have a quarterback. They had Matt Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Who was at an MVP level at that point.
Right. So, you know, just so you know, I mean, it's not like Dan Quinn doesn't know what the hell's going on around here. He is from Morristown, New Jersey. He played at Morristown High School. Remember, he was on the staff with Eric Mangini here with the Jets. He also was an assistant at Hofstra University.
Very good.
So he's very aware of everything that goes on around here.
It is interesting, though, that they haven't named a general manager yet.
They may. They probably know who they want.
They know who they want, and maybe that person who they know that they want said, hey, Dan Quinn's on my short list, so you might want to go in, interview him while you can before he takes another job because the Cowboys are out. Is that possibly that's going on?
I thought I would hear more about maybe Brian Flores and a few of these other guys, but it seems like Dan Quinn's name is popping up like everywhere.
Yeah, I mean,
do you feel that way?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he's, what is he, interviewing with the Broncos too, I think? But Flores' name is popping over up everywhere, too. Now, I listen to Sal driving in. Sal's an Atlanta Falcons fan, and he hates Dan Quinn.
Like,
he hates his guts.
First of all, Sal's an Atlanta Falcons fan?
He's an Atlanta Falcons fan for Deion, yeah. He grew up loving Deion Sanders when he was a Falcon and got into it. Hey, I'm a Minnesota Vikings fan. What
Man,
can I say?
I'll tell you, Deion had a punt return against us.
As a Falcon?
Down there at that old Fulton County Stadium.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there was. I don't know. It may have been his first or second year.
Having nightmares about it?
Oh, that thing was remarkable.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he was one of the greatest to ever do it. So, what can you say? And now he's building something else down there at Jackson State. Anyway, he hates his guts. Now, he got into a big fight with a caller as I was driving in the rain today in the traffic.
Is it every day he's fighting with
the caller? He's screaming, "You're a moron!" That's what goes on.
Okay.
And then you get, like, either the regulars, like the Robin Leach success, the Hector at Washington Heights, the Butch and South Yonkers, and then you get the guys who call up and challenge Sal, and then Sal screams at him and calls him a moron. That's basically the show.
All right, so why did he hate Dan Quinn? Because they lost that Super Bowl?
This is my take on this whole thing. So he, not just because of that, he never liked him. So he was in love with Mike Smith, the previous head coach, and he loved him. And when Mike Smith got fired, whoever was going to come in, Sal was going to hate because he didn't want anybody but Mike Smith. So from the second that Dan Quinn, because I've been friends with Sal through all of this, the second that Dan Quinn got fired, he wanted to be right about Dan Quinn failing and Mike Smith still being the coach. He was like rooting against him the entire time. I used to follow him on Twitter. I still do. You know, Dan Quinn sucks. Dan Quinn is Dan Quinn. And we're having all these winning seasons and they get to the Super Bowl. He's still Dan Quinn sucks, Dan, because he wanted to be right about it.
That's the only reason why?
That's what I think. That's my take on it.
The guy is, obviously, when you see some of the coaching staffs that he has been on, he has not been on just like some crappy coaching staffs. He's been on some great coaching staffs.
Yeah, so then when someone calls up and goes, Sal, you're biased. He's like, I'm not biased, you moron! I kind of think he is.
He definitely is.
I think he is. Because
that's the reason why he has to be.
Because he even said it, too. He's like, and Dan Quinn blew the Super Bowl, and then he got fired a couple years after that, so I'm vindicated. So that just proves to my point that the entire time he was never giving the guy a chance. And I've done that with certain people, certain athletes and coaches, so I know exactly what he's doing. It's like he would rather be right than have his team.
Did he like Dan Reeves?
Yeah, I'm sure he did. Yeah, loved Jamal Anderson, that Dan Reeves
the
team.
Dirty Bird.
The Dirty, loved that. Yeah, yeah, absolutely loved that. Yeah. But hated Dan Quinn.
Now, I don't understand. Dan Quinn's a local guy. Dan Quinn knows what's going on around here. And Dan Quinn's going to get one of these jobs, whether it's the Giant job or whether it's the Bronco job or the Bear. He's getting one of these jobs.
Yeah, I will say, though, that of the guys who are second-timers, if you will.
Yes.
A retread.
Yep.
Other than Todd Bowles, because we saw Todd Bowles here be a flatliner.
Oh, yeah.
Dan Quinn is the least exciting to me out of those guys. Like Raheem Morris, I would put higher. Brian Flores, I would put higher than that.
How about Doug Peterson?
Doug Peterson, because he won a Super Bowl, I would put higher than Quinn and Bowles.
I mean, if Doug Peterson could deal with the Philadelphia lunatics, you think you could deal with the lunatics around here?
No, without a doubt. But is he someone who is even remotely on the radar?
I haven't heard him on the radar at all around here.
Well, yeah, exactly. I don't see him.
I could see him like going to Minnesota.
Doug Peterson? I'd take it, I guess. I don't know. I'd rather have Flores.
Look, at the end of the day, you just don't know with these coaches, and it all depends on who their quarterback is, as you just pointed out.
I'd rather have someone with experience than not.
Do you want an offensive guy or a defensive guy?
That doesn't matter to me.
You just came from a defensive guy.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter to me because, you know, how many times have we seen, that was one of the points about Dan Quinn, that team was great offensively and not great defensively in their best years, and Dan Quinn was a defensive guy. I remember, how many times had we seen that? Like the Baltimore Ravens, like Brian Billick back in the day when he was the head coach of the Ravens. He was an offensive guy, and they were the best defensive team.
Again, because he couldn't get the right quarterback.
Exactly. So really, that's what it comes down to. That's what it comes down to. And if you're going to run back Daniel Jones with the Giants, I mean, you could exhume Vince Lombardi and bring him out on the sideline. It's not going to make a difference.
You want Brian Daboll?
I don't. I mentioned that yesterday in our open. It's not exciting to me. And a couple of Giants fans were getting on me, like, oh, look at what he did in the wild card game and blah, blah, blah. And, of course, we'd be excited about it. Okay, be excited about another coordinator that'll get fired in 2 years. Be excited about it. Fine. Go ahead. To me, you saddle him in this position. This is another one of these things. Did Brian Daboll make Josh Allen? Or did Josh Allen make Brian Daboll?
I think Josh Allen made everybody.
Yeah,
and so, the thing I wasn't happy about with Brian Daboll in the middle of the season is that they were, and even towards the end, still, they asked that quarterback to do so much. I mean, he's running all over the place, firing howitzers all over the place,
yeah.
And then finally, I almost like the last month, and I don't know if it was because of the weather up in Buffalo, they decided to get Devin Singletary involved, and they started running the ball more. You know, and if you ask the great Bill Parcells, he will tell you, if you play in the Northeast, and I'm sure Bill Belichick would also support this, if you play outdoors in the Northeast, you have to be able to run the ball.
Sure.
And because they use their quarterback up there, because he's such a freak athlete and he's such a big guy, you know, that sometimes they lean too much on him and they put so much on his plate to do everything. And then it would be nice to be able to, hey, just throw 20 passes in a game and hand the ball off and gain 185 yards on the ground and win a game, you know, 23-14 or something.
Yeah, another reason why I think Doug Peterson is, because we talk about this coach and quarterback thing. I mean, for Christ's sakes, you won a Super Bowl with the backup quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, but he also had Carson Wentz playing at an MVP level
prior to that, but still,
For 15 weeks, he played as a MVP level.
But he went through the playoffs with a backup quarterback.
Oh, Frank was there.
Okay, but he still was the head coach.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And he was calling plays, too.
Yeah. Yeah. He was calling plays.
Yes.
Philly special.
Mm-hmm.
They got a statue up of him.
I know they do.
It's amazing to
now,
think about
did
that.
They take the statue down?
No, it's still up there.
No.
Oh, sorry.
If he gets the job for the Giants, does Philly take the statue down?
The fans might topple it, but I don't think the Eagles would take it.
They would pull that statue down, Al? You know Philly.
Definitely.
You think the Eagles would take it down? No way.
No, not the Eagles, the fans.
Like, the fans would topple it.
Yeah. People pulling down like statues all over the place.
Yeah, maybe the fans, but not the Eagles themselves. Plus, it's got a sponsor slapped on the side of it, I think.
Yeah, it does.
Bud Light sponsor.
Well, it's perfect.
Which is amazing. Let's go to Rob, who's out in Oceanside. What's going on, Rob?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
All right, Robbie. What's happening, brother?
Good, good. So I don't disagree with you, Gio, about the quarterback being more important, but I think the Brady Belichick analogy is not a good one, because if it wasn't for Belichick, we'd be having a whole different discussion about the GOAT, because we'd be talking about Peyton Manning. It wasn't Brady that beat Peyton Manning. It was Belichick that beat Peyton Manning. And then we talk about the Patriot way, and that's because of Belichick, not because of Brady. So,
yeah, I mean, Belichick's the greatest to have ever done it. I don't want to make it seem like I'm knocking him in any way. I mean, he's the greatest head coach I have ever seen. I don't think anybody's going to be able to accomplish what he accomplished. But the point was more that look what happened when those two guys split. And I mean, I know he had a lot around him, Tom Brady, but it just showed you that, you know, the Buccaneers weren't doing it with Jameis Winston, and then all of us, and Bruce Arians wasn't doing it to that level anywhere else.
That team's
and then
loaded.
Tom Brady, you know, got there. Tom, yeah, but still,
that team's loaded.
I know they were loaded, but they weren't at that level until Brady got there.
But you know, they developed a lot of other players. I mean, Gronkowski, Edelman.
Well, I put it this way: if Jameis Winston was still the quarterback for the Buccaneers, and Bill Belichick went to go coach the Buccaneers, would they have gone and won the Super Bowl?
Well, that's a good question. Right. And there's really, the answer is no.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm along the lines. We're talking about the greatest ever, and we're also talking about he's not just a coach.
I'm not.
He's also a general manager as well as a coach, and he's a great tactician within games.
This is it's turning into an argument I'm not trying to make.
All right,
Bill Belichick. What he's done is amazing. I will never knock it.
Let's just talk about a rando coach with a top end quarterback.
Right. My point is just, I'm using every example I can to make my argument.
Is it Sean Payton or Drew Brees?
I mean, it was Drew Brees more than
Sean Payton wanted Drew Brees. Boy, he was lucky that Miami failed his physical.
Now, I mean, it's
those
obviously
it's in Miami,
sure. And then they ended up going with Culpepper.
That's a dysfunctional franchise. I mean, and we all thought that the Saints were dysfunctional there for a long time until Sean Payton and Drew Brees got there.
And Sean Payton did a lot for Drew Brees, but if I had to pick one or the other...
I'm thinking Sean Payton.
You are, huh?
Right. Again, he's another extreme example, I think.
Yeah, and
he's
also
been there a long time. It's like John Harbaugh. Would you want John Harbaugh tomorrow?
Yeah, I would. Of course.
You'd want Sean Payton tomorrow?
I would. Absolutely.
There's like maybe four or five guys on that list right now that are coaching in the NFL. Would you like Matt LaFleur without Aaron Rodgers?
No. See, that's the thing. That's the point.
You don't want him without Aaron Rodgers?
I do not want him without Aaron Rodgers.
So Aaron Rodgers was great when Mike McCarthy was there.
He was.
But then something happened. Like, it wasn't like they weren't getting the best out of him.
No, I know. I don't know what it was. But he's been great. But I also saw Jordan Love play a game.
But you know what Matt LaFleur is? He's Sean McVay and he's Zach Taylor. He's young, he's energetic, and he never has a bad day. Never has a bad day. Like, the coach can't have a bad day.
Well, but here's a good example. Sean McVay got Jared Goff to the Super Bowl.
Goff was the first overall pick.
I know, but he stinks.
He doesn't stink.
He's not very good. They got rid of him.
I mean, you're unbelievable.
He's not very
stinks.
Good. He's not.
He doesn't stink.
How bad were they this year?
I mean, how bad was Jake Fromm and Mike Glenn?
Yeah, but those aren't starting quarterbacks. He's a starting quarterback.
He's hanging.
You're comparing Mike Glenn and Jake Fromm to the number one overall pick. That just tells you right there that guy's a donkey.
No, he's not. He's not.
He's not. He's got a really attractive girlfriend. Outside of that, his entire life is unimpressive.
Stop. Look, man, he went to the Super Bowl. He got his team there. For whatever reason, he and Sean McVay didn't hit it off. And now
kicked him to the curb because he wasn't good enough.
Let's see what happens with this is where the rubber meets the road, my man, on the road in Tampa Bay against the GOAT.
Well, that's right. But my point was that Sean McVay said, hey, this Jared Goff, not good enough. I'm going to go out and upgrade the position. So now we'll see. But did he upgrade it enough with Matthew Stafford? Donato in Plainview. What's going on, Donato?
What's up, boys? How are you?
Hey, right,
Donato, what's happening?
All right, I got a big question. What do you guys think? Have more crappy quarterbacks won the Super Bowl or more crappy coaches won the Super Bowl?
Interesting question. I mean, I wouldn't call anybody crappy who wins a Super Bowl, but the game has changed dramatically. I mean, even from the early 2000s, like Brad Johnson and Trent Dilfer are not winning Super Bowls in today's NFL. Because defenses can't be as good as they were even then. It's just impossible with the rules and everything else for a defense to be that dominant. And the evidence is there. But
I don't know, man. If San Francisco is healthy and the Rams or the Buccaneers are healthy, those three defenses, Well, I could also put Buffalo in there. But then again, you look at Buffalo's record and you wonder if their stats are skewed because of who they played. But all I know is that when – did you – that game between the Cowboys and the 49ers, that was all in, man. That was an all-in game. That was
well,
like –
I hope so. It's a playoff game.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that New England didn't come to play. I think the Raiders and the Bengals was an all-in game, but it wasn't nearly – it didn't seem to me – they're all physical, I know that. But the intensity with the Cowboys and the 49ers and everything going on, it's a Big D, it's Dallas, it's Jerry Jones, it's Mike McCarthy, it's Micah Parsons,
and all
it's
Dan
game, Quinn, huh? It's Kellen Moore, it's Dak Prescott. You know, on the other side, you got Nick Bosa, you got Eric Armstead, you got Deebo Samuel, you got Brandon Ayuk. I mean, guys were running, and they were killing each other.
Did you
feel the intensity of that game?
I felt the intensity.
No, like when you were at Bellport and you had to play East Islip. Did you play East Islip?
Of course we did.
What was that week like?
It was intense.
It was EI week, right?
It was EI week.
The game is just different. You just know it's different.
Sure. Of course.
And I just felt like the history between those two franchises, San Francisco.
But the players,
and
even
Dallas.
Kyle Shanahan said it himself, that the players had no freaking clue about the rivalry.
They know.
He said they didn't know.
They know. They all know.
Okay.
Believe me, they all know. But they also have some of the best players in the league. I mean, it was superstar laden all over the place.
An all-in game.
That's what I like to call it. That's 100%.
That's what you call it. The all-in game.
Fast, furious, and physical. Boomer. That's how I want my team to play.
All right. Very good.
Got that, Al?
Yeah.
That's how we play softball.
Yeah.
Fast, furious, and physical.
Yeah, physical. Physical's right. Boomer and Gio on
the
fan.
You know what, Boomer? Take a hike, because I'm out of here. Woo!
What was that from this morning? I don't recall when that was from.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
You want to be a coach in the NFL?
Do I want to be a coach in the NFL? No, yeah. I don't think I could do it. I don't think I'm qualified to do it.
Well, you're also not related to anybody.
Yeah, I know. You've been talking about this.
It really is. When you start looking around and you start delving into like the history of some of the guys that now are up for potential jobs, and mm-hmm. you start looking into their history and where they came from, and you see a lot of the nepotism going on.
Yeah.
You know, because it's a really weird place. The NFL is a weird, wacky, like you're a nomad. You live in like, you know, Adam Gase was living in a hotel, for God's sake. I mean, they're nuts.
Well, Rob Saleh's living in a hotel, too.
Yeah, that's because his house wasn't done.
Is house assuming, done yet?
No, I don't think so.
Done. Come on.
He's suing the contract.
The clock is ticking on when he's going to be fired.
Yeah,
so
I know.
He's getting the house.
Exactly. It's a good point. I think about that one. Now Joe Judge is going to have to sell that house and everything else.
Yeah, these guys are used to it, though. I hate to say it, but they're used to it.
He was up in New England there for a while, though, wasn't he?
You know, it's funny you do that, because last week we were looking at Brian Daboll and the amount of stops he's made along the way.
He was with the Jets, too, under Mangini, I believe.
So listen to this. Brian Daboll started at Michigan State as a graduate assistant. Makes sense. Goes to the Patriots for 2 years. Patriots for 6 years. The Jets for 2 years, goes to Cleveland for 2 years, to Miami for 1 year, to Kansas City for 1 year, back to the Patriots for 3 years, to Alabama for 1 year, and now with the Bills the last three.
Is he a married guy?
It's unbelievable. It's a very good question. How could you? I guess you could be. Let's see. There's no personal page on his Wikipedia. So I don't know.
I mean, it's all over the place. And this is and that's just one coach. I mean, look at Dan Quinn's history.
That bad?
I mean, it starts somewhere, but then it's just so much moving around.
Let's see. So Dan Quinn, if we look at it, same thing. Hofstra, defensive line coach for 4 years. The Niners for four. I'm sorry, change positions. Then the Dolphins for two. The Jets for two. The Seahawks for two. University of Florida for two. Seattle for two. Atlanta for four. Cowboys.
Made a lot of money though along the way. Has he not?
I'm sure he has.
Yeah. Well, that's the...
He made a lot in Atlanta, I would think.
That is the perk of it. I mean, Joe Judge is going to get paid a lot of money not to coach now for a while.
True.
Just like David Culley for the Houston Texans.
That's right.
They wrote him a $22 million check. See ya.
Get out. You suck. Get out.
You stay on the sideline for 17 weeks, and then we'll give you a big $22 million payout.
All right, Jerry is back with his update. What's happening, Jerry?
Powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. On the football, Ryan Poles interviewed for a second time yesterday for the Giants for their GM job. And today it looks like Adam Peters, Vice President, Player Personnel for the Niners, in line for a second interview. And they have requested an interview with Cowboys defensive coordinator Dan Quinn. Also in Dallas, Mike McCarthy spoke yesterday. Yes, he's heard the rumblings about his job.
I don't put a lot into it because I know what I personally put into this. You know, I understand what goes on here every day. I know how to win. I know how to win in this league. I know how to win playoff games. I know how to win a championship. So I have great confidence in that.
Right, but they don't care about that there. He's going to do that there.
You give me the best quarterback in the league, I can win you a Super Bowl. If you don't, I'll be out in the first round with a really embarrassing ending.
Wasn't great, that's for sure.
God, and he's still defending that play, by the way.
Yes. Yes, he was. Actually went into, I'll try and cut through it because it was about a four-minute answer trying to describe it again yesterday.
Again, you know, to me, you have to understand, I always say 16 seconds, and I've been saying that for years and years and years, but you could get a playoff and still spike the ball if the play didn't go as long.
As far, right.
As far as Dak Prescott took it. And you also have to remember, the umpire is the one that has to set the ball. And he's running from behind, so he's got to run even farther.
And from 30 yards behind.
Yeah, he's got to come even farther. So it's like if Dak maybe would have went down 5 yards earlier. But then again, you know, all of this, none of this stuff should happen. Jimmy Garoppolo screwed up on the quarterback sneak of all things.
You're right.
Because he's taking his left tackle and then moving him to right tight end in a shift situation, trying to get the Cowboys to jump off sides. That's why they did that.
Yeah.
And he didn't let the guy get set, snapped the ball too quick, and took a 5-yard illegal motion penalty. And so all that end part of the game should have never happened.
All true. All true. All true. Bucks head coach Bruce Arians fined $50,000 by the NFL for hitting Andrew Adams in the head during Sunday's playoff game with the Eagles. What now, Bruce?
I'll appeal it. It ain't got nothing to do with the game, so we're good.
Wait a minute. I'll appeal it? I just hit my player over the head.
Yeah, I know. There's video evidence of it, too, as Al pointed out on Twitter. It's like it's clear as day. There's nothing to really appeal there. It's like, I mean, just pay the fine. And what's the appeal going to say? Like,
Photoshop.
Right, exactly. Haters will say it's Photoshopped. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. Just pay the fine. It was stupid.
Pretty wild.
He's going to be around after the year's over?
If they win again, no.
That's, you know, that throws a monkey wrench into the whole, like Todd Bowles and Byron Leftwich situation about whether or not they want to stay, they don't want to stay. I wonder if they've had any conversations at all about that.
Well, Todd Bowles is interviewing in certain places.
Right, and Byron Leftwich did interview with the Jaguars.
Okay, there you go. Georgia quarterback Stetson Bennett says he is returning to the Bulldogs for at least one more, well, for one more year. Have you ever seen a construction zone and just hope that, like, the workers are safe, like they're not going to get run into it? It's dangerous.
We see it over here all the time. Corner to us, where they're building this big mega building over here for Disney.
All right, so how about if a news reporter is on the scene? Like this one on WSAZ, the first voice you'll hear is Tim. He's the in-studio anchor. The second voice you will hear, which is not a good voice because of what happens, is the reporter on the street.
And now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze-thaw, we see this, water main breaks.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on TV, Jory.
Woo! We're all good. I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good.
Mm-hmm. What's even weirder is that this is not the first time for her.
I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
I am so glad I'm okay.
Yeah.
You're okay. You're okay. We're all good. This is, you know what? It's one
sure
woman
you're
band.
Okay, Troy?
We're good, Tim.
You know what?
We're good, Tim.
You know what? I want her
We're
on
good.
My team, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, she's tough. And
I
she
mean,
even...
like, if that were Al, Al would be laying on the ground holding onto his arm or something,
oh, yeah.
Screaming and yelling.
I'm
here, I can't get my
mom. You wouldn't see me again for months.
Who's the law firm you'd be calling?
Salino
and Barnes.
In Jerry Attorney.
But she's so tough, she's trying to put the driver at ease. Then the anchor asks a weird question.
Ma'am, you are so sweet and you are okay. It is all good. You know, oh, Lord.
So you...
You know, it's my last week on the job, and I think this would happen.
So you were
specifically
bumped in,
to me, Tim.
Were you bumped down low, Tori, or were you hit up high?
I mean,
couldn't really tell from the looking.
I mean, this guy. God. No wonder he's working in some tiny-ass market.
Will you hit up high or you hit down below?
West Virginia Ken doll is what he is.
Describe to me your injuries, please.
Like Ted Baxter.
Oh, God.
She does answer the question, though.
I don't even know, Tim. My whole life just flashed before my eyes. But this is live TV and everything's okay. I thought I was in a safe spot, but clearly we might need to move the camera over a bit.
Yeah.
So let me do that while I'm thinking
you're in.
Of it.
The whole thing. She's okay, though. So,
I mean, clearly. We're good, Tim. We're good. Underneath the car, tire tracks on her. I'm good, Tim.
This has D.A. Marash bit written all over it.
All right, let's go outside. We'll get somebody to run over Marash while he does a live report. Can we get a garbage truck on top of Marash and see how long he can survive?
I'll do it. No problem.
You think if you put Marash, if you gave Marash, say, $1,000,
he'll do anything for $1,000.
We have our boys from Winter Brothers bring over one of their garbage trucks,
mm-hmm.
and we put him in the back of it, and we push that thing that brings the lever all the way down and brings the whole thing down and then puts him back into the truck. You think he would do that?
Yeah.
You mean like he's the garbage pail and he's getting picked up and thrown in?
Well, yeah, the garbage gets thrown in and then you pull the lever and then, what do they call that, the sweeper or whatever they
call
it?
You mean the compactor?
Yeah, the compactor.
You can't get in the compactor.
But is that a compactor or is it just get pushed into like where the other garbage is?
I don't know.
Let's call him and see.
Seems relatively dangerous.
Call Shawnee Winters and ask him, will you?
No, I'll call Sean Marash first.
Oh, I see, okay.
Let's see if he picks up.
I think we would have to have some sort of... Signed deal.
A waiver.
Yeah, waiver, yeah.
He's on the air, isn't he?
Yeah, who cares? We're more important than them. He's not going to pick up, is he? Or think it's a butt dial or something. He was willing to get pepper sprayed for $1,000. Oh, he goes, what? Call me back, you idiot. Oh, my, call me.
All right, while you do that, we hear from Tim Capstraw going solo again on the Nets broadcast.
Patty Mills up top, sets the screen. They're going down to Aldridge. They're playing old school basketball. He's on the left block. He's pivoting to his left. He finishes over Kyle Kuzma.
Yeah, Tim Capstraw.
Tim Capstraw.
Here on the fan. No, Capstraw.
Tim Capstraw.
Capstraw.
Tim Capstraw.
Do you think the Nets are taking notice and they only have to pay one guy now?
I hope not.
They
that
better
would
not.
Suck.
Yeah.
He did a nice job, though. 119-118 the final. Let's go to 28-16 as they beat the Wizards last night. Kyrie Irving had 30. You heard from LaMarcus Aldridge there. 11-15 for 27. Here's Steve Nash. Good night.
Just getting the win, I think, was such a positive thing, not just for the win, but it's a long road trip. We got tons of road games coming up.
Patty Mills, which is good because they can't win at home. Patty Mills, 5 of 7 from three. He scored 17. Also of note, Joel Embiid had 50 on 17 of 23 shooting. Sixers beat the Magic, 123-110. Mavericks over the Raptors, 102-98, 41-14 for Luka Doncic. 33 for Giannis. Bucks beat the Grizzlies 126-114. Knicks and Pelicans later tonight. Creighton beat St. John's 87-64. Rutgers a 48-46 win over Iowa. And last night, your Rangers with a win.
The Flyer shoots. He scores! His 25th goal of the season in 40 games.
Now, the Rangers were down.
Chris Cry.
Now we're talking.
On a breakaway. Chris Kreider on a breakaway.
Man, he's been money this year. Oh,
so
man.
They were down 3-1. They score 5 unanswered. Sheldon Keefe, the Maple Leafs head coach, clearly not thrilled with his club. What happened tonight?
I just thought we got exposed today for being a team that was just soft. Soft and purposeless and just kind of playing the game and just hoping it was going to work out.
Purposeless. See, this is what a difference a year makes. I mean, Chris Drury's changed up added a couple guys and a little bit more physical, and it's fun listening to somebody else saying that their team's soft
and purposeless.
There was a famous soft rant from Michelle Therrien. Remember Michelle Therrien?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Who he goes, my team is soft. They strive to be the softest team in the league. I really think they want to be the softest team in the league. That was the best one ever. This one doesn't even come close to that.
You know what? We have some sandpaper and grit now to our team.
Sandpaper and grit.
So they say, hold on, Vic in Belmore. Vic, what's happening, brother?
Hey, I'm driving a garbage truck right now, fellas, as I talk to you.
All right,
you
nice.
You put more ash in the back without anything. When that blade goes around, he's going to get pinched between the hopper and the blade. So he's going to definitely get maimed.
He's going to get maimed.
He's
going to
get maimed. Okay. Right. So we better not do it then.
So $2,000 you're saying, Vic, maybe?
It depends on how much you like the guy. You know, if you want to maim him up a little bit, you toughen him up.
Toughen him up. Toughen him up a little bit. You know, we might have to raise the price slightly.
So what is that thing called again? What do you call it?
I said the blade.
The blade.
Yeah.
Oof.
That sounds rough.
That thing's a blade? I didn't realize it was a blade.
So I guess it's got to chop the garbage up.
It sounds awful.
It does. Yeah, a maiming does not ever sound good.
No. Yeah. And the Devils lost to the Coyotes 4-1.
Okay.
I thought maybe you come out with a couple scratches.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, a little bit of a scratch here or there. Nothing serious. Maybe a Band-Aid. Oh, here he is right now. Perfect timing. Sean, you're on the air.
Oh, boy. Okay. What's going on?
All right. So we have another offer for you. Boomer, you want to run it by him?
Yeah, well, Sean, we want to give you $1,000 to lay in the back of a garbage truck and then have them pull the lever and then push you all the way through the garbage truck. Are you into that?
Well, I kind of am into it. It's $1,000, but isn't that thing like closed? Don't you die?
No.
Well, I think maybe a little maiming.
Yeah, you get maimed.
You might get maimed or something.
What does maimed mean?
Not good, Sean.
Probably that it's more than
you could lose a limb. You could lose a limb.
I don't want to lose a limb for $1,000.
Yeah, I know. That's what we thought. We just got confident.
For sure. If I could guarantee safety, I'm in.
If you could guarantee safety, you're in to be in the garbage. All right.
Well, maybe we could put him in something that protects him.
Okay.
And maybe put him in like a garbage can or something.
All right, I can call Sean Winters next.
Yeah.
And then find out if there's a way we can protect him so he doesn't get maimed.
Or we just throw him in a dumpster.
What about getting thrown in a dumpster?
I got no issue with that. I've been thrown in a dumpster.
It's unbelievable. All right, Sean, very good. We figured once we heard this reporter getting run over, did you guys play that audio?
We're you're ahead of us. We're doing it next hour.
All right, yeah, of course. The DA would want you to get run over out in the street. Like, so we figured then that's how it all got started.
Fair enough. All right. Enough.
All right, very good, Sean. Take care, man. All right? All right, there you go. That's Sean Marash. So $1,000 to get thrown into the dumpster. $1,000 to be protected in a garbage truck. So there are no limits to his stupidity when it comes
to cash.
Give me cash.
Well, he's got a family to feed.
That is right. And he's got himself to feed, too.
Yeah, sure.
Which is a hefty bill.
Big.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
I'm going to share something with you now. You're going to think I'm absolutely crazy. But this is a thing that's happening with me that I can't put my finger on. I'm hoping, like, there's somebody out there. You know when you bring up weird things? You hope that there's, you know, on the show there's people that'll call. Be like, oh, that same thing happens to me. Like, I'm hoping for that because I'm legitimately losing my mind. So I have like this restriction phobia thing that's going on where I bought shoes that offline that from a company that I've always bought shoes from. And so I know what the size is that I bought and I got that because I like the way they look that are tight on my feet. And because they're tight on my feet, I have like claustrophobia about it. And it's starting to make me lose my mind. I am sitting here right now with my shoes completely off and my pants rolled up. And if you think I'm kidding, I haven't told you this. Look, because I'm losing my mind and I'm starting to have like claustrophobia anxiety because my feet are restricted.
Here we go again, boys.
What? What do you mean? What? Because I don't understand what you're talking about.
Coo-coo,
I'm not.
Coo-coo, coo-coo.
Well, I'm not going to go start stealing from people.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, we've had, you know, I've been around a lot of cuckoo-ness. And this is
you're
like,
not helping
right there. I mean, I don't know what you want me to tell you.
I vaguely get this if I'm in a hotel where they do the tuck with the sheets.
Yeah.
And I have that restriction on the feet,
but
not
like,
on my shoes.
And I've been getting, and ever since I had these shoes, it's like unlocked all of this for me now. Like, and I could take, like, I kind of want to take my pants off. And I'm not kidding. Like, this is serious. You're laughing at me, but it's serious.
Well, maybe we could do some liposuction on your fat feet.
It's not, my feet aren't fat. It has nothing to do with that.
My well, feet his are, shoes are tight.
I mean, I think this is more mental than anything, like, at all. I mean, more than the I think it's got to be something else that's going on with me.
Just leave your pants on.
I might have to take them off.
No.
I wish I brought some shorts with me. Do you have any shorts in your office? I might have to sit here in my boxers. I'm serious. I'm telling you right now, this is not a radio. I am losing my mind. Like the last couple segments, like I've been like, should I take my shoes off? I untied my shoes and I started walking around that way. And then like if you notice, I left in the break twice. I was walking. I was trying to calm myself down. It's a claustrophobia thing. And I'm like, I don't know what it's, where it's coming from or what, but like it's real. And you know what I also did today was a big problem. I wore thick socks because I thought I was gonna be dealing with snow. Now you put the thick sock into the tight shoe, and I'm basically I want to jump off the building.
You know, okay? That flannel shirt looks a little tight too.
Stop! Don't even do that to me.
I'll tell you. Let's go to Jim in Middletown. Jim, how can you help my partner?
Gio.
Yeah.
Gio. You got to be able to put your big toe on top of the toe next to it, or you will go bonkers.
Yeah.
You can't get shoes that are tight. It'll make you crazy.
Does it make you crazy, too?
Oh, good God, 100%.
Yeah, see?
You walk around barefoot in a construction site.
See?
You can't do it.
Right? See?
He sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
I know. It's a problem.
You got to get shoes like a half size too big. Then once they break in, you feel like you're walking around in, like, light boats. But what are you going to do? You got to be able to move your toes.
I know.
Got to move your toes.
It's a thing. Definitely a thing out there. I need people to like.
I'll tell you what. You want to
share this craziness with me?
You want to go get a pedicure?
Do I want to get a pedicure?
Yeah.
No, I don't want. I don't think that'll help.
Okay.
I need like anxiety medication or something.
You can get like a calf massage.
Where's Gallo? Maybe he's got some edibles.
I mean, I do. I've been taking the CBD to help me calm down lately.
What if, to help you get over this, we wrap you up like a mummy?
No, my God. No, I swear to God, I'd rather die.
When did this start?
I've always been kind of claustrophobic, but it's gotten really bad over the last couple of weeks.
And you're thinking that the shoes were the impetus to this?
I don't know, man. I wish I could put my finger on it.
And by the way, this is the first I'm hearing about this.
I keep these things from you. I keep all my mental issues from you. Because you're gonna like because you do the cuckoo thing, you know.
I'm sorry.
And then you're like, and then I feel like less of a man.
Well, I didn't mean that. I mean,
you go like cuckoo, and then I'm like, oh, great. See, this is exactly what I was thinking. I didn't want to hear.
Down this road before, but at least you're sharing it with me.
Yeah,
I could try to help.
I mean, could you try to help? I don't think you can. But like, I'm not sure you're equipped to help.
No, well.
You're like, you know,
here's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm good. You want to take your pants off? I'm good with that. I'm supporting you. I want to be supportive.
Yeah.
I want to help you feel it. Just take your pants off.
I will on the break. I'm not going to take them off on TV.
But you can take them off right now.
I don't want to take them off
right
now. You just
took your shoes and you rolled up.
Yeah, but
your
nobody
pants.
Can see that. Nobody can see that.
Okay.
But I'll take them off in the break and I'll sit here in my boxers.
All right. Just take your pants off.
I've got them rolled up.
I know you do. That's what I'm saying.
This is what happens at home.
It's amazing how big your calves are.
I don't have big calves.
Well, maybe it's just fat calves.
No, not at all.
Well, maybe it's just the pants are tight.
Those calves are fine. Look at my calves.
They look tight.
Stop saying tight.
All right.
Because then everything's coming off. There's times I want to rip my skin off, I swear. Susan in Connecticut. Hello, Susan.
Hi, Gia. This is Susan. I'm a social worker. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Well, I'm actually not doing okay. I'm freaking out. I'm having a panic attack. But yes, hello, Susan. How are you?
Good. So I think there's another part of your life you feel like you can't control, and you're just kind of transferring it to your clothes and your shoes.
Could be the Jordan Davis thing.
I don't think it's the Jordan Davis thing. Yeah.
Probably sports related. Probably more personal.
Like, could your wife and kids be suffocating you?
No, 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 no,
no,
no.
How about your mother-in-law?
No, no. My family's healthy and
how about Frenchie?
Happy and everything.
How about Frenchie?
No, I've got great friends and everything else.
All right.
There's got to be something. It's kind of weird to suddenly have that.
But I've always kind of been claustrophobic. You know what I'm saying? I mean, maybe, yeah, I don't know. Could it be like a midlife thing? I'm about to turn 40 and I'm like, I'm thinking about that and halfway through the life and that whole crisis situation going to be something like that?
That might be it.
You were talking about liposuction yesterday.
Yeah, but that has nothing
to do. You're talking about being 40 and maybe a midlife crisis and feeling like you can't control getting older and stuff.
I think that there is something to that. There is something to it. I don't know. Like, I just, yeah. I'm also thinking, like, we're, you know, this is, our family is complete, and this is our lives, and this is it, and that's great, and that's a positive thing. But I'm also, like, I'm thinking, like, there's a dog in the background there, barking.
Yeah, yeah.
We have four dogs, yeah.
All right, very good. We've got two dogs.
Yeah.
But
I think you should just take your pants off.
I will in the break. I told you I will. And maybe it'll help me.
But that's a short-term fix. What's next? You're on these?
No. I wouldn't do that. But I could. There's this a chance I'll be sitting here in my undershirt and my boxers. You're laughing, but I'm serious.
No,
man.
It's just the way you're saying it.
I'm telling you, I'm going to have to go back in a break. I got to take that. I brought CBD with me today. So that helps me calm down.
Now, that helps? Does
it
that
does. It actually
really?
Does. Yeah, it does. It calms me down.
Okay, so you and I.
Yeah.
Are kind of like going out to lunch today.
I know.
Are we going to be okay with this? Do I need to warn anybody? Or
I don't know. Maybe that has something to do with it, too. I don't know.
You'll be fine. Just go down into the subway and head up to wherever you guys are going. You'll be...
Yeah, right. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Really? Just going to lunch?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, if I've been away from home for too long, too, I'm getting...
Well... Here's a guy that's got a good idea. Brian, what's happening, Brian?
Hey, Brian.
In New City?
Hey, fellas.
Hey, man.
Gio, how you doing?
What's up?
Well, I'm doing great. I don't know about my partner.
Yo, G, I hear, I listen to you guys every morning. I hear your voice changing over the last 3 minutes, 5 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I hear it, right? So I called, Gio, because... I was in Disney World like 2 years ago, and my fiance and I were in a ride, and I was always someone that quietly, you know, inside I would never make fun of anybody, but I heard of mental things like claustrophobia and panic attacks, and I'm like, come on, I'm like, get a man up, like,
right.
Live your life, life is hard, I get it. And she looked at me with this like, oh my God, the ride is restricting me, I'm freaking out. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, yeah, now I'm freaking out. And that set me off on a month of exactly what you're going through.
Yeah, this restriction anxiety thing, right?
Yeah. So How'd you fix it? To the chase. Okay, so here it is, man. To cut to the chase, it's going to sound ridiculous. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a psychologist. But if you take three... big deep breaths with your nose and out of your nose, it's really important, mm-hmm. not your mouth, but you take three deep breaths, hold it in for a few seconds, slowly exhale out of your nose, and then another deep breath, and you do a few of those, you'll calm your parasympathetic nervous system, and that's ultimately what's driving the psychology behind claustrophobia. Of course, it's mental. It's got nothing to do with your feet.
Right, exactly.
You're not claustrophobic on your body because of your feet. You're not taking your pants off. But I get that feeling. I really do, man. I empathize with you.
So in through the nose, out through the mouth, or in through the nose, out through the nose?
In through the nose, out through the nose. Not quick, but just, you know, Count slowly to maybe four, five, six. Hold it in your nose for a little bit.
Okay.
And then out through the nose. Do a few of those, man.
All right.
You'll get over this, but this is scary. I get it.
No, I know. See? People know what I'm talking about. At least I get a couple people with some empathy here. It's not working yet. I think the pants off is really going
to
be the thing.
So you're going to have to do it during the break. You can't do it when you have to talk on the air.
No, no way. And the other thing I did, too, by the way, I don't know if you noticed, the thermostat is working. I pumped the thermostat way down. So I was getting hot. I was starting to sweat. So that's making me feel a little bit better.
And you're not going to want to wear your seatbelt.
No, absolutely not. I was thinking, too, like another thing that was giving me anxiety. I was like, this starts happening to me because Boomer and I are taking a car somewhere. So I was like, if this starts happening to me in the car and I have to take my shoes off and stuff, he's going to start killing me for it.
He'll just like, punch you and knock you out.
Yeah, right, exactly. Like, what? What are you doing? I started thinking about that. It just started snowballing, the whole thing. It's not good, man. This is not good. I'm in a bad way. I don't know what's going on, but it's. Let me take my CBD and take the pants off and see if that helps. Boomer and Geo on the Fan at CBS Sports Network. You got a sports minute there for him there, Boomer, or what? Now, do I have to walk in? I got to have to walk in the hallway with no shoes on, so then I got to explain to everybody what the hell's going on, too.
There's no one here.
All right. I'll be right back.
Yeah, well, it's
you man, know. I am telling you. I don't mean to laugh, but I mean it's like it came out of nowhere.
It did. Well, he's been dealing with it for some time.
Whoa! Oh. Man, I.
All right.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.